And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of December 6th. This week in 1969, Hell's Angels members were used as security, and they killed a man holding a gun, and three other audience members also died at the Rolling Stones concert, and they played at Altamont, California. The movie Ferry Cross the Mersey with Jerry and the Pacemakers debuted in London, England this week in 1964. Eric Burdon disbanded the Animals this week in 1968. In 1987, Harry Chapin received a posthumous Congressional Gold Medal for his work in fighting hunger 6 years after his death. In 1963, the Beatles appeared on the British TV show Jukebox Jury, and they declared that Elvis Presley's new record, Kiss Me Quick, was a hit record. Nancy Sinatra, daughter of Frank Sinatra, appeared on her dad's TV special, A Man and His Music, Part 2, this week in 1966. John Lennon was shot to death on a New York City street this week in 1980. Mark David Chapman was the shooter. Jimi Hendrix was acquitted of drug charges in a Toronto court this week in 1969. In 1995, the Grateful Dead officially disbanded 4 months after the death of Jerry Garcia. In 1960, Fabian visited Elvis Presley at Graceland Mansion in Memphis, Tennessee, and he loaned Elvis his pants when the King's pants ripped as he was demonstrating karate to Fabian. John Denver was a guest on the Carpenters' very first Christmas special this week in 1976. In 1992, Bill Wyman retired from the Rolling Stones. Jim Morrison from the Doors was arrested for the breach of peace in New Haven, Connecticut this week in 1967. The very first Supremes album was released this week in 1963. It was called Meet the Supremes. In Madison, Wisconsin, or on a lake near Madison, Wisconsin, Otis Redding and four members of the Bar K's died in a plane crash this week in 1967. Chuck Negron was fired from Three Dog Night by Danny Hutton and Corey Wells this week in 1985. In 1971, Frank Zappa broke a leg as he was thrown into the orchestra pit by a London fan's angry boyfriend during a concert. Harry Belafonte premiered on Broadway in the musical Almanac this week in 1953. In 2001, David Soul won a $70,000 judgment in a lawsuit against a London theater critic who criticized his stage performance without even seeing it. Carlos Santana performed at the Nobel Peace Prize concert in Oslo, Norway this week in 2002. Aretha Franklin made her New York concert debut at the Village Vanguard this week in 1960. The first Genesis concert happened at Brandeis University near Boston, Massachusetts, this week in 1972. Mick Taylor left the Rolling Stones in 74, and Mick Jagger received a knighthood from Britain's Prince Charles at Buckingham Palace this week in 2003. In 1957, a Portland, Oregon disc jockey was fired for playing Elvis Presley's White Christmas on the air. Filming began this week in 1971 on Diana Ross's Lady Sings the Blues movie. In the studio, Henry Mancini recorded Moon River this week in 1960. The Coasters cut Charlie Brown in 1958. Bill Haley recorded See You Later, Alligator this week in 1955. Birthdays, Mike Smith, the lead singer from the Dave Clark Five, born this week, 1943. Steve Alamo is turning 81. Jonathan King, 76. Dave Brubeck, born this week, 1920. Boyd Bennett, born in 1924. Harry Chapin, born this week, 1942. Ben Fabric is 95. Jerry Butler, 81. Jim Morrison from the Doors, born this week, 1943. Johnny Otis, born in 1921. Greg Allman having a birthday. He was born this week in 1948. Sammy Davis Jr., born in 25. Donny Osmond is turning 63. George Baker, 76. Shirley Brickley from the Orlons, born in 1944. Chad Stewart from Chad and Jeremy is 79. Susan Day from the Partridge Family, only one of the actors. She never sang. She's 68 this week. Brenda Lee is turning 76, and David Gates is 80. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of December 6th. This is Michael Godin. Thank you for listening.
Treasure Island Oldies.